A while back, my wife and I went out to dinner with some friends in Phoenix, Arizona. They were all excited about treating us to a Western steak dinner, broiled over mesquite wood in an authentic cowboy atmosphere. This was a place that exuded a relaxed atmosphere with music like Home on the Range and Tumblin' Tumbleweeds. We were standing near the door waiting our turn when a wedding party came in and asked for a table for 12 where they could have a private celebration. The bride and groom were laughing and enjoying the company of their friends, and the groom was snickering about the way they had changed the traditional wedding vows. These two had vowed to stay married, not for as long as they both shall live, but for as long as they both shall love. If they didn't get along, they would just walk off and call it quits. There was no commitment at all. It was all a big spree, a matter of convenience, subject to termination at any time. Now think with me for a moment. What kind of security would either of them feel if, after a few years and a couple of kids, each knew that the other was likely to walk off and leave? Every day would be lived in uncertainty. No, God planned marriage to begin with a bedrock commitment by one man and one woman that their life together was to be as long as they both shall live, through sickness and health and good times and lean times, till death parted them. No, my friend, genuine love is to be understood in the context of commitment, the kind of commitment that God makes to us. Early in the life of God's people, the concept of unshakable commitment by God to His people was clearly set forth. He identified Himself as the faithful God who keeps His covenant to 1,000 generations. My covenant I will not break nor change the thing that has gone out of my lips. Moses told the people, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." What a picture of love made secure by commitment. And that is what is desperately needed today. Where there is the heartbreak of men and women torn apart, the heartbreak of kids confused by the sight of mom and dad living by the standards of the world and self-interest. But there can be healing by a love based on the Word of God. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.